So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what is up, my One Entrepreneur family? Super excited, super blessed, and honored to be on with you today. It's Austin Blanchfield coming at you live with a One Entrepreneur interview, and I'm really honored to be able to have this man, to be able to interview him today. I'm super excited. This is Matt Hirsch. He is a coaching consultant for expert coaches, really looking to be able to scale in their business. And he's named one of top 20 entrepreneurs today, and I'm super excited to have him on. So let's give him a huge, huge welcome. So thank you for being on here, Matt. Really appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Austin. Happy to be here.
Yes. Heck yes, man. Super excited. So, you know, this is live. So, you know, if you're tuning in live here, go ahead and type in the chat. And even if you're watching the replay, type in the chat, and we'd love to be able to, you know, just reach out and answer your questions or be able to interact. We want to make this fun, engaging, interactive, and it's going to be awesome. So as far as with you, Matt, just start off, what's something that most people don't know about you?
Something most people don't know about me.
Yeah,
is that in 2014, I decided to take 3 months out of my life and become a professional scuba diver.
What? No way. That's awesome. My brother, he's a master diver. So that's a huge task.
it was kind of one of those things. I'd always, since I was little, I'd always had this dream of like living for an extended period on a tropical island. Yeah. And I just finished up undergrad, got into the grad school that I wanted to be in. And so I figured, like, what better time in my life can I do this? So I spent 3 months in Cozumel, Mexico, got the professional scuba diving cert. And the reason why I use that as my like one thing is because that experience was an inflection point in my life. Like I would apply to the following grad school, I applied to these big consulting firms. And the one thing that every single person asked me about in my interviews was my scuba diving experience. It wasn't my GPA. It wasn't my major. It was like, oh, that scuba diving thing. Like, that's awesome. And so I think that's one of those things where I just threw out, you know, did one thing I wanted to do, and it led to these amazing downstream effects.
Wow. That's great. And that's cool too. And it kind of goes into, I know we're going to talk a lot about this too, just that aspect of like how really just how you show up and what you want to be able to accomplish and do in your personal life, how that carries over into your professional life. And I think that's like a great testament to that aspect in your journey.
Definitely. One of those unexpected things that just played out amazingly.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, man. Awesome. So like just kind of looking at, just talking about that as far as the professional and the personal aspect, like let's kind of look at your journey and kind of where you started that kind of got you into your calling and what you're doing right now. So let's kind of look at your big beginning before you started coaching. What were you doing
prior to coaching? I guess it probably pays to zoom back a little bit. You know, I was prior to my coaching, I was initially, you know, I was an undergrad bioengineer, and I knew that that wasn't my calling. But I felt very like boxed in. I always thought like, oh, if I just work harder and give it one more year, it's going to get better. But you know, towards the end of that experience, I was like, oh shit, this is not it. This is not what I'm meant to do, but I don't know what to do. Eventually met a professor who really helped open my eyes to the world of entrepreneurship. From there, knew that that was my route. Like even since I was little, I always had dreams of like, I knew something was big. Like there was something big for me. I wanted to own my own company. I wanted to be a millionaire. Like since I was like, you know, young, 12, 13. And then that was the point at which like things flipped for me. So there, you know, there's some story from there, which includes going into corporate, includes a couple startups. But yeah, then I pulled it all together and started business coaching.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. So as far as that, and I think this is a really good point too, is like you mentioned you had that that mentor. You said, was it a professor that kind of got you onto entrepreneurship?
Correct. Yeah, I was, I went to a really good engineering school. When it came time to choose my major, I was like, okay, and I think this is one of the flaws of how higher level education is run these days. It was like, okay, yeah. Like, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? It's like, oh, yeah. I like building things. I like health and science. I'll be a bioengineer. Check the box. Boom. That's my major. Next 4 years, that's all I'm studying calculus and, you know, cellular biology, which, you know, is cool and all, but wasn't what I wanted to do. So, went through college feeling like really, really boxed in, like pigeonholed, unsure of, you know, how is this life I'm living now? How is it going to get me to that vision that I wanted to be in the future? And I saw no connection. And that was really like the low point for me until I decided to do an entrepreneurship minor, met a professor who brought me to Silicon Valley to meet other entrepreneurs from my school. And that was the point at which I saw these guys who were, these guys and girls who were living the lives that they wanted to live. They built businesses they wanted to build. They didn't do it by the rules of school and of big companies. And they were fulfilled and happy and like really owning their own lives. And that was the first time I was like, oh, so there is no like blueprint to this. So it is, you know, you can design your own life. It was at the same time I like started reading Tim Ferriss. And that was it for me. I made that decision like, okay, now for the rest of my life, I'm going to do every single thing I need to do all the work I need to do to build the skills, the connections, and build that roadmap to starting my own business, living where I want to live, and really just taking charge of my own life.
Ah, nice, man. And I love how you mentioned too, it's like you really recognizing that there's no like specific blueprint, like you can be able to create your own roadmap. And I feel like that's where a lot of people can really get like stuck, is they are looking for that very specific blueprint. And it creates almost like a crutch to them actually getting started, just being able to start their journey and be able to create along the path, you know? So
definitely,
I feel like that's a very key point that, you mentioned there. So for everyone listening, just be able to like, take that jump, be able to like recognize what you want, like what you're wanting to be able to get out of your personal and professional life, take the jump and create along the way. So I think that's really huge. Yeah. So, and that's great too. I mean, as far as with your journey, so you you're introduced to entrepreneurship within school, you're able to make, like, see it, like have the right support, have all these connections. So afterwards, is that when you kind of joined a little bit of the corporate world?
Yeah. So my question there was like, okay, I see where I want to be. I see where I'm at. It's like, how can I fill in the gap as efficiently and effectively as possible? So for me, that was, all right, I need to learn business. I need to learn how this business thing. Yeah. And I knew that one of the best routes was to turbocharge this learning through getting into one of those top strategy consulting firms. And so that became my next step. It was like, apply all of my time, energy, and resources to, actually first it was grad school, because my GPA was not nearly good enough to get into one of the consulting firms. So I was like, all right, I need to figure out how to get into grad school. Uh-huh. So I did that in grad school. I was like, okay, I need to apply all of my chips towards getting into one of these top consulting firms. And then when I get into this consulting firm, it's like, all right, let's, you know, learn everything I can, do well, but plan the exit from day one. That was it. To get into the consulting firm, I, you know, made hundreds of connections. And although my academic credentials weren't there, I became friends with like some of the partners. And, you know, when the recruiter has five letters from partners saying, hey, you should interview this guy, Matt Hirsch, like they're not going to turn down the interview because he has a shitty GPA. So that happened. Went into corporate. It was good learning. It was really good learning as far as like learning how to do financial models, learning how to do market research, learning the fundamental principles of how these big corporations run and how to client service. But I knew from day one, it was like, all right, I need to extract this knowledge and figure out how to do my own thing. So then I started creating a content platform about this kind of just happened too as well. Health and fitness was something that was always extremely, extremely sacred to me and something I was always interested in. And so I wasn't okay with letting the 60 to 80 hour work weeks like prevent me from staying healthy, fit, or like losing my six pack. Cause like, that's just who I was at the time. I was like, there's no way I'm letting the corporate get the best of me. Yeah. So I started to focus on that route. Like how to stay fit and healthy within the confines of this crazy corporate work week. Started building a blog, and eventually that blog was then that was my platform to the next move.
Nice. I love that. And that's another really good point. Like, really create like that content platform, like almost like it sounds like you're documenting your journey.
Exactly.
While being, and that's huge. And that's another like super good point, like for those that are just like wanting to get started, to just be able to show up and document your journey, and people are going to follow. Like that's awesome. That is so great.
It was super organic. It was like,
yeah,
people were asking me like, Matt, how are you doing this? Like, how is this possible? And I knew I wanted my first step in my career after corporate to be somewhere in the health, fitness, wellness space.
Yeah.
So I figured like, you know what, this is a perfect opportunity for me to, you know, number one, make an impact on those close to me, teaching them about the methods that I'm using. And number two, like build up this credibility, this expertise, and keep me accountable to you know, being in that the best shape that I wanted to be in. And, you know, that having that platform, you know, it was really just like a blog about my life, what I'm doing and where I want it to be. It was the jumping platform to the next step. And it completely opened the doors to a new opportunity, multiple opportunities that I didn't really expect it to. I was really just building this thing because I knew it could do that. And it was. So that, highly agree with, you know, documentation. And, you know, whether or not you're sure people are listening, they are.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I really relate to that too, as well, man, because like when I started to experience, you know, all the health issues that I went through with ulcerative colitis, I used that documentation strategy, not necessarily as a way to be able to ignite myself as a coach, because that wasn't even really on my mind to be, doing what I'm doing currently now. Like I just wanted to be able to help keep myself accountable and to be able to just help others like in the process. And it was just, same thing, like documenting my journey as far as like different routines and focusing on spiritual, mental, emotional, mm-hmm. physical, chemical, social aspect of health, like all those aspects of health so that I was overcoming, you know, this health condition that I was suffering from. And so like, I really resonate with that. That's huge. So
how did you do it? Did you do it through blog, through social media? What was your way of doing it?
Yeah. So I had a podcast, and it was called One Lifestyle Podcast. And so like One Entrepreneur, it was kind of like a little bit of my journey just to be able to, like I said, just get out and like document, help keep myself accountable, and be able to have others join me in the process. And it was mainly through podcasts. I did a lot of live videos. And that's really how I started to become just really comfortable with just getting online and just showing up and doing different videos and stuff, was actually through just documenting my own journey. And so that's mainly how I did it. And I like ended up repurposing a lot of that content. So it wasn't like I was spending hours upon hours of documenting every single aspect. It was like, you know, taking away the most powerful tips and strategies that I was currently doing, and, you know, putting on my podcast, then repurposing, because I did a video at the same time, repurposing that and putting it on social media, and then putting it on a blog and emailing, just all in kind of one bundle.
Love it. I think that is such, you know, it's one of the most bulletproof, but like low hanging fruit ways for anyone to open up opportunity and to create something is like, here's where I am. Here's my goal of where I want to be.
Yep.
Here's how I'm doing it. Like, this is me. This is where I'm at. And this is how I'm getting there. I hope it helps you, but yeah, it's really to keep me accountable and to share my experience. And I think it's something that, you know, no matter where you are, like everyone can do that. And it's going to, you know, people worry about building a following, but like, you don't need to do anything to build. You just need to put out what you're doing. You know, when you have that clear mission and are working towards it, like, the byproduct is people are interested.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I love too how you mentioned like you always had that exit strategy, right? Like in your mind, and you really use the corporate world to be able to like like you said, extract all of that knowledge while still having your exit strategy in mind so that you can be able to launch after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a key point too. It was like, not, it wasn't waiting to like, it was like, I'm gonna do corporate and then I'm gonna do entrepreneurship. It was like, build the thing while I was doing, you know, while I was doing the stuff. So yeah. It was like making, you know, building that platform so that I can build the, it was building the bridge, like building the bridge, as opposed to like waiting for the perfect moment to make the jump, because that never, that doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Yes. I love it. Yes. The perfect jump doesn't exist. You just got to jump. Like that's awesome. So what would you say? So kind of during that time in your life, as you're building while in the corporate world as well, like what did you find the toughest thing for you was, like, as far as the struggle to be able to build in that process?
And I don't necessarily recommend this for everybody, but I literally became a future focused machine. Like, mm-hmm. I did not have a social life. All of my time and energy was devoted to, you know, getting the shit done I had to get done at work, like just getting it done, but then coming home and going to the gym and writing and waking up on the weekends and writing and posting and going to the gym and researching. Like, I took a stint of my life and like, I specifically said like, okay, I'm going to do this now so that I can have that social life and lifestyle I want later. You know, so I really did, it was a full year of like straight focus, as opposed to the freedom, some of the freedoms I'm seeing now.
Yeah.
It was that focus, that stint of focus that allowed for it later.
Oh, okay.
So the struggles were friends trying to get me to come out and get me to go on trips, and me having to be a samurai saying no, like no to everything. Default was no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. But it was tough.
Especially. Yeah. That's just, and so like, if you had to say, as far as like, just kind of reflecting on that aspect now, I guess, what would you do a little bit differently?
I like to use this for like, you know, people I work with too, is like, everything in your stories brought you to where you are today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to give credit for what it is. And without the struggles, you won't have the skills and the resilience that you do. So I wouldn't change a thing.
Nice. Awesome. Cool. That's a perfect answer. Nice. I love how you say that too. And that's something like really looking at like the path of your past leads to your passion, purpose, and plan. And that's something that like, I love how you just mentioned that, man, because that's solid in your journey. And so with you and you're like in your space currently right now, like, I guess, what was that switch for you to be able to transition from the corporate world into being a full-time coach and consultant for coaches and business owners? Yeah.
So like I said, when I was in corporate, I was on the lookout the whole time for that exit. And at my company, there was this opportunity. I worked at a really great company. It was called LEK Consulting. It was really awesome. Although it was a grind and like, it was I didn't like the work. It was really like, as far as companies go, it was a great place to learn from. They offered this sabbatical opportunity once you hit a certain promotional level. Mm-hmm. So you could take 3 months and do whatever you want and then come back after 3 months. So for me, that was like, okay, this is just the perfect opportunity to go try something. Mm-hmm. So I had, then, you know, since I had that fitness platform, I had reached out, I wanted to be in San Diego. You know, like you mentioned how great this place is. Like that's where I wanted to be. So I reached out to, you know, it was my first attempt. Like I found a fitness company out there called the Brand X Method. The founders were Jeff and Mickey Martin. They were the developers of CrossFit Kids. Mm-hmm. I went on their website and, you know, they looked at, basically what I saw was these, you know, 10, 11, 12 year old kids deadlifting more weight than I could with perfect form.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the company was selling. So I was like, okay, they've got an amazing thing here. They could, but need help with marketing. So I reached out and basically said, hey, I want to come work with you for 3 months. Totally free, you know, pro bono. I want to learn from you and work with you. So I worked with them for 3 months. You know, I learned a ton from like these master coaches, but I also helped them grow the company. So at the end of the 3 month mark, we kind of came to the decision, like I wanted to stay on and they wanted me to stay on. So basically became, you know, negotiated and became a 1/3 partner of the company. Mm-hmm. And worked with them for 2 years it was during that time that I had linked up with another, I was doing market research for them. And again, but I was still, interested in business and how I could, how I could help scale this company and eventually do my own thing. So I had business coaches. And during the time that I was working with these business coaches, I had spoke with a prospect, someone who was just so interested in the research I was doing for Brand X that they said, hey, and actually this was before I fully joined Brand X. It was during the sabbatical period. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a partner yet. I was just a volunteer consultant. He said, hey, like, I'm interested in what you're doing. So it was my opportunity to like, okay, like this is where, I gotta land the deal. So I pitched him a proposal, and landed it, went out there and spent 8 weeks in the UK doing consulting for a company. And so that was the point where I really realized like, wait a minute, this like independent thing can work. I know I can do it. Yeah. Then I joined Brand X, worked with Brand X for a couple of years, which was a really great experience. In the end, we had different visions of where to go with the company and where to go with our lives. So, left them. Then I worked in consulting for gyms for a bit with another couple of business partners. Something similar happened where we had different visions. So I split. Then November of this past year, I went to a Tony Robbins event, Day with Destiny. Then I went to, to Tulum, Mexico for a little spiritual journey. And basically spent like 2 months just going inside. Like, it's like, all right, I just left two companies, nice. And I would need to figure out like, what is it that I want to do going forward? I knew I wanted to start my own company, but like, how can I do it? And what I came to was like, all right, it's time to pull together my entire story, my full experience, my skill set, my passions and my strengths, and build it into this platform where I can help the people who need my help most live the life that they want, build the business that they want. And in the process, same thing happens for me. So that was it. It was like after years of experience, taking a big chunk of time to go internal and figure out really what I wanted and how I can get to where I want to be, pulled it together in that singular company, that singular platform, that singular coaching program for my type of person, and then launched it and just went for it.
That's huge. Wow, man. Thanks for sharing that. That's you bring up so many key points and value in what you just stated, as far as even just looking at how you really went, you really took time to become self-aware, going deep down and like inside to be really look at, I almost feel like kind of like a sense of identity of how you really want to be able to show up and give value in the world. And 2 months, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, like in this may be because of like society, and being trained on more of like this instant gratification kind of nature, where, if we attend, one course that might be an hour long, like we feel like we should have it all together. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so the fact that you were able to take that amount of time just to be able to really dive deep and reflect on how you want to be able to show up is a huge, huge key point.
Yeah, it was one of the most important things I've ever did. And I think I leaned on past experience. I think one thing that, I lost my dad early when I was 15. Mm. And that experience led me to become an explorer. Like I knew that at that point, everything was good until that point. Then I realized like, wait a minute, now I lost the guy who was going to teach me the ways of life. So something clicked in my head where it's like, I need to figure out this life thing on my own, which led me to traveling, led me to really not like internalize, like risk for me was not taking risk. Like I found that like with all traveling and these deep dives and these trials and tests, it was all asymmetrical risk. Like, spending that summer in Mexico scuba diving or traveling 3 months through Asia or my summer in Ireland, like these were some of the most pivotal and freeing and like formative times of my life that I knew looking back, like every single time I took time out of my day to day of what I was doing to try something totally new and get out of my head and just really start living in the present. Like it was a complete reset and gave me clarity going forward. So I've internal and I always do find even now day to day, like during my weeks, like if I just keep grinding then yeah. like, and I feel like I'm grinding. I feel like I need caffeine. It's like, all right, dude, like now it's time to step back. Like just this past weekend, I did a free diving course because I was working, you know, too long, too hard. And it's like, I need to just go be in the ocean for 2 days straight. Yeah. And it like totally cleared up my mind. And it's like, now I have some clarity going forward. So I've really like, just from experience, I know that taking out these times out where it's like full presence, full immersion, not focused on work leads to better work.
Yes. Nice. I love that. Not focused on work leads to better work. That's so awesome. And that, and too, like how you're mentioning earlier, you said like a future focused machine. And really just like reflecting, like you said, on your history and your past, it's like being able to show up, like take the time to be able to like take a step back and be present in the current moment. And I know, you know, we were talking a little bit about this earlier as far as like your passion when it comes to surfing. How do you feel that plays a big role?
Yeah, I think that surfing is one of the few things where, maybe not one of the few, but it's one of the things where you can't have your phone. You know, it's you and the waves and the surfboard, maybe your buddy, but, you know, it's this ultimate combination of like what I call like focus and flow. It's like, you know, you're out there and you're focused on this one activity and, you know, you need to be in the, like, if you're not in the moment when you're surfing, you're not gonna catch the wave, you're gonna get smashed. But then you're also out in nature and it's like beautiful and you're reconnecting with the world. So it's just this beautiful combination of like physical exertion, which I enjoy, movement of like, and this flow inducing activity.
Yeah.
So that's one. And I'll just being out in nature, it's like hard to beat that.
That's huge. That's huge. Like, I just think that's so, so important too. Cause like, just looking at the aspect of, one saying that I always took heart when it came to our offices within chiropractic, it's like, the moment you can stop focusing so much on your business and start focusing on yourself, that's when you see your business is going to be impacted and there's going to be a lot more growth in your business. So like with you and really focusing on like that balance of your personal life and professional life, I just feel like like you're saying, it's just, it propels every aspect, all aspects.
Yeah. Austin, the group, like I always say this too, my best investment in my business was in a Reiki energy healer.
Nah.
It's like what? Yeah. Like it wasn't meant to be an investment in business, but you know, when I started really getting into like energy meditation and, you know, got this Reiki healer, like I just had some of the biggest personal breakthroughs in my life. And as a byproduct, my business grew. I was able to show up more powerfully on social media with clients. Just because I was focused on personal development and being present and not on like grinding towards that future. It was more like enjoying the moment now and letting that future happen versus like every single second focused on like, oh, where can I be? What can I do? How, you know, what should I be doing? What am I not doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Awesome. So, and this is awesome too. So like you currently right now, and we talked a little bit about this before we hopped on, but like really being able to intertwine the personal and professional aspect of your life so that it's like this cycle of being able to do what you love consistently. So I'd love for you to be able to talk about that a little bit and share how you're currently doing that, like within your coaching and personal life.
Yeah. I never liked the concept of work-life balance. That just made me cringe every time I heard it.
Yeah.
It's my belief that your business should facilitate an amazing lifestyle, not just fund it.
Yeah.
So I sought to include that in my business. And you know, it's kind of what we've talked about too. When I realized that so much of my business growth came from personal growth, it's like, how can we, and fun things too. It was travel. It was like Tony Robbins events. It was spiritual journeys in Tulum, Mexico that I like became super clear. So how can I, you know, some of my greatest insights have been on the water, you know, surfing in Mexico. It's like, how can I include this experience of, you know, complete focus, but complete flow with my clients? So, you know, and I knew what that was like. I knew it wasn't like virtual calls that everyone was doing. I knew it was getting on site, getting people to come out to San Diego. And yeah, we're going to spend like 2 days at the whiteboard, like, you know, building out your roadmap for this business. But then afterwards, we're gonna go get on a surfboard. We'll jump in the ice bath. We'll get in the hot tub and we'll eat fish tacos. Like to really, you know, show you, like to really, to just, you know, that's the life that I live, and that's what I love to do. And I not only use these things to amplify my business, but to bring me into the present and enjoy life. And, you know, to be able to have an amazingly productive day with a client, but then celebrate with them in the ocean, like where they're actually, you know, they're out of their head. They're letting the subconscious do the work and just integrating what we've learned. It's like, you know, business and life are not different. They're the same thing.
That's huge. I love that. And you said that business should facilitate an awesome lifestyle, not fund it, right?
Yep.
Yes, that is so awesome. That's so like just mic drop right there. That's like, absolutely love that, man. And so, so relative to what you've got going on as we kind of wrap things up here, how are you really taking, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier as far as your offer and what you are able to provide for others. How are you teaching coaches to be able to implement this?
Yeah, so my person is someone who is really good at what they do. They're an expert. They've been in the game for a long time. Often it's health, fitness, wellness, you know, something in personal growth,
yeah.
But they're exhausted because they've been going at it in their same way for so long. So, you know, they're wrapped up in their own ways, often flying with no clear plan and find it difficult to take these big actions. So moving fast, treading water, but not going anywhere. And so what we do together is we ask the question, how can you take what you're best at and create the most impact with it? And so my process is to really help them get a really clear idea of what the best future looks like, challenge the assumptions that are stopping you from getting there, channeling your time and energy towards these points of maximum leverage, then creating an individualized strategy, structure, and system. So something that works for you, not something that's cookie cutter from others. Then converging it all into one program, one big launch, and putting that out into the world powerfully and authentically so that we now can apply our greatest strengths to the people and where they're needed most, have full control, clear strategy, structure, and systems, and converge it all to this one really meaningful point so that instead of treading water, it's making waves. It's being able to have massive impact in everything that you do. So that's really the breakdown of my system and how I really like to help people create massive impact with things that they already have.
Nice. That's awesome. And that's so huge. Like just even what you mentioned there at the very, like creating massive impact with what you already have, like instead of like searching and trying to find like cookie cutter, it's like everyone has unique gifts and talents and abilities and expertise to them. It's like, how can you extract that to be able to create the most impact? So that's huge. And I love how you said, instead of you said treading water, making waves. Heck yes.
Then surfing those waves once you make them. Yeah.
Yes. Heck yes. Right on. Yes. Like literally. Yes. That's awesome, man. So cool. And so I know you have a workshop that you kind of have in the works that really kind of dives in on this aspect, right, of this offer.
Yes. So along that point, actually, you know, so many people think that they need A before B. I don't have this, so I can't do that, right? I need a website. I need paid traffic. I need, I need new leads. But, you know, the way I started was putting out one giant offer to one person, landing a five-figure deal, and then that kicking off my consulting career. And then when I started coaching, it was like putting out a big offer to the people who I already knew, and filling up a mastermind group. And so what I found is that you already have people in your network who trust you, who follow you, who want to learn from you. So rather than looking outward for these answers, it's let's build the best possible thing that you can for the people who need you most. Let's design this high ticket program where you can be so excited to get out and deliver this for clients and so excited with how much money you're making. So rather than doing like, you know, $100 a month, you know, let's do something big. Let's do like a $5,000 program where it's your ultimate program. It's where, you know, if you could design the greatest possible thing to take your clients through to create the most positive impact in their lives, what would that look like? And so, yeah, I've created this 1K a day workshop. It's focused on designing and selling your first fun and focused four-figure offer, because I think that every coach who's good at what they do, who's great at what they do, can do that. And so few people do. So many people undercharge. So many people are just okay with, you know, grinding day to day, where it's like, let's wrap up the best that you have into one thing and get your best people in it. And then from there, do it again.
Nice. That's huge. Woo. Awesome. Oh, that's really huge, man. Thank you for sharing that. So
your workshop, what's the best way for people to be able to get access or to be able to be notified of when this workshop
That it's coming up in November. Mm-hmm. Have not finalized the date yet, but mm-hmm. I would recommend just follow me on social media at Matt James Hirsch on Instagram. Instagram is my hub for communication and content. I don't really use a website either. I don't really use an email list. Just to kind of show that like you don't need one. I will eventually, but follow on social, DM with any questions, like happy to chat, happy to send you a voice message. You know, I love voice messaging. But workshop coming up in November. It's like big cornerstone thing I'm putting together. I'm excited to have anyone on board or answer any questions that people have about the workshop or anything that I can help them with.
Nice, man. Awesome. Cool. So you heard him. So be sure to follow him on social media. So Matt James Hirsch, right?
Matt James Hirsch. Yep. M-A-T-T. James Hersh.
Awesome. Cool, man. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, brother, for being on here. And everyone, be sure I'll include, your handle within the description of our video here. Get that out to people so that they can be notified of when this workshop is happening, because it's going to be super powerful. And just as a final note, as we kind of wrap it up here, if you could say like for those entrepreneurs that are on, that are kind of in that stuck mode, that are wanting success, what would be the one thing that you would say to them?
The first thing that came to my mind was from a book that I read, Relentless by Tim Grover. I don't know if you've read it. He's the trainer of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and his main line that stuck with me was, don't think, stop thinking, take action, right? Then Joe Dispenza says, go from thinking to doing to being. So I think there's just so much power in action. So take it, figure out what you really want and take any step forward towards that thing, and you're gonna start that momentum.
Heck yes. Awesome. Love it, man. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really huge. Just like jump, just be able to jump, create those waves and then ride them. Like love it. Absolutely love it. So thank you so much, man, for being on. And like he said, follow him on Instagram. So Matt James Hirsch, and reach out to him, DM him. He's here to be able to provide service to you in the best way he possibly can, with how he's able to be able to create the most impact in your business as an entrepreneur. So reach out to him, connect. And as always, like, you're just one step away. Like that's as far as living your one life, your one lifestyle, you're just one WON, one step away. So kind of like he said, just take action. Don't think, just do. Take one step, and you're going to be on the right path to success as a one entrepreneur. So thanks again, man. Really appreciate
you, brother. Thank you. That was great. Appreciate it, Austin.
Yeah. Heck yes. All right. Love you all, and see you on the next interview for next week. And just reach out if you ever need any questions, or if you have any questions or ever need any support, we're here for you. And have an awesome rest of your week. All right.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Austin.
Man, see ya.
You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat, every single week providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So, see you next time. Love you. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.